listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, a podcast for today's insurance agents. Informing, educating, empowering, improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static. In today's episode, why work with an FMO? What is a field marketing organization? If you've been on the fence about joining an FMO, keep listening because we're answering that and more in ASG episode 105, What an FMO Can Do for Your Business, written by Blaine Waterloo. Many agents ask what a field marketing organization, or FMO for short, can do for them outside of offering a contract to sell. We like to think of an FMO as an independent agent's personal supply closet and support team. While every organization operates by their own philosophy, the top FMOs are ones that have adopted a newer, more forward-thinking philosophy than most. These select FMOs believe in the importance of developing stronger partnerships with their agents with an understanding that the success of both sides is directly correlated. That being said, what should an FMO do? Traditional FMOs recruit agents to contract with a new carrier, and the relationship ends there. In contrast, leading FMO insurance companies realize that partnership is about much more than just contracts. FMOs that view their relationships with agents as true partnerships are driven to provide tools and services to assist them with all aspects of their business, including contracts, but also marketing dollars, commissions, education, technology, and back office support. Many FMOs spend the majority of their resources on recruiting new agents, but few focus on helping their existing agents grow their businesses and rewarding their partnership. Field marketing organizations that believe in partnering with their agents are more likely to devote the majority of their resources to supporting existing agents and less to recruiting new ones. Why is that? Because FMOs aren't making money if agents aren't making money. When choosing an FMO, agents should look for one that invests 75% of its resources into providing their agents with sales tools and services, and 25% into recruiting new agents. And now for some FAQs about FMOs. To give you a better understanding of what field marketing organizations do for agents, here are the answers to some frequently asked questions agents have about working with FMOs. How would an FMO describe the relationship between itself and its agents? It's a partnership. An FMO's existence is dependent upon its agents, so it should provide more than a contract to an agent in order for it to be a true partnership. An FMO doesn't succeed unless the agent is succeeding, so the agent really is top priority. If I use an FMO, will my commissions be reduced? No. FMOs use a hierarchy system that allows us to offer the same commission level to general agents that you would receive directly from the carrier. The commissions you'd get with an FMO are the same as you're getting without one. But with an FMO, you're also getting a full support staff and a variety of other perks. And yes, you heard that correctly. What do these perks include? FMOs offer additional value that you may not receive from a carrier. For instance, Ritter Insurance Marketing offers online contracting, MediCareful.com, the Agent Survival Guide, one-to-one support, supplies, and co-op marketing dollars. Do I have to assign my commissions to an FMO if I go through them? In most cases, you would sign a direct contract with the carrier and get paid through them. There are some situations in which an FMO would want you to assign your commissions to them, for example, if they provided you with an office, leads, or appointments. What happens to my commissions if I choose to leave my current FMO and go through another FMO or direct through a carrier? Since most contracts are between you and the carrier, you would continue to receive renewal commissions from the business you issued through the previous FMO. If you were contracted with a carrier that pays your commissions through the FMO, the contract between you and the FMO would end and you would be paid your renewal commissions. How does an FMO make money? Field marketing organizations receive compensation above the general agent level to perform a variety of functions, including recruiting, training, commission payments, and application submission, just to name a few. So, are you ready to have a company of experts working to help your business? Imagine the impact and success you would see in your community and your sales. Regardless of whether you're just establishing yourself or are an experienced agent, there are serious benefits to consider in joining an FMO. Ritter Insurance Marketing provides all the things you should seek from an FMO: true partnership and relationship invested in your success. I invite you to register at RitterIM.com to start something great today. That's the first step to getting started with Ritter Insurance Marketing. In addition to the perks we mentioned in this episode, we offer tools like MediCareful that simplify your selling process. You'll have access to our quote engines, the expertise of our staff, online contracting, and more. There are so many reasons to partner with an FMO. At the end of the day, the Ritter difference is how much we care about our agents. We're rooting for your success. We are constantly looking for your feedback, and we ask for that information because we want to take that insight into consideration as we're evolving and planning new tools and services. If you're not registered with us, get started by visiting the registration page. We will have a link to that in our show notes. You can fill that out and get started on your Ritter journey today. That's all for this installment of the Agent Survival Guide podcast. Thank you for your support, and we will see you next episode.